You guys know here at the Empower Hour, the goal is to give you all information that will not just entertain you, but plant a seed in your life experience that will blossom into the future. We've spoken about real estate investing in the past. Today, we have some guests with us that are going to be sharing some insight, some things that you all need to know when it comes to your mortgages, investment tips, and tricks. Stay tuned. Today on the Empower Hour.
Welcome to the Empower Hour. We're bringing power to the people because the people have the power. This squad's going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. I'm Queen Kaya, joined by Pharaoh Hammond Freeman and Gina the Great. But before we do anything else, like always, we're going to bless this show and our kings and queens listening.
Ah, blessed, melanated, rising, my people. I am so grateful to life. I'm grateful to God, our creator, and I'm grateful to the ancestors for making it possible for us to be able to be on here today. And I ask that today's show, let it be very encouraging, uplifting, fun, entertaining, and most importantly, let it be empowering for each and every one of our listeners. And I'm just sending out that spirit of love, light, unity, strength, great health, peace, wealth, and joy to our listeners. Hotep, amen, and ashe. Dun, dun,
dun. What up, what up, what up?
Yo, Gina the Great. Yo, we here, man.
Do you know what time it is?
Yo, well, it's post your birthday, so again, happy belated. Ba, 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 ba.
It sure is. And that means it's Capricorn season, my friend. Okay. My friend. And my friend, it's Capricorn season. I'm just saying. Because I did a little calculations, and not only do we run the nation, but, you know.
Wait, when you say run the nation, what does that mean exactly?
Like, no, we run the world. Who runs the world? Capricorns.
Everybody knows Virgos run the world. You Capricorns only run the world in songs. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead. Continue.
So I did a little calculations, and you know, all good things come in threes, and you know, we're three Capricorn sisters.
Okay.
In my lineage.
Right.
We have three Capricorn cousins. I mean, you might have more, but I'm just saying that we're three. I have an additional three Capricorn cousins.
Mm-hmm.
There's also three other Capricorn close friends of the family. And we're three Capricorns in my work department, which is like the best place I've ever worked. I'm super, super stoked here. One of my best places, top three for sure. And a lot of people I work with, and I was just like, it makes so much sense. Mm-hmm. And you know, just like I said, like good things come in threes, and the season's feeling strong, yo. I'm feeling strong this season with an eight.
Ah, well, I'm glad you feel so confident about it. Everybody else will say Virgos run the world because it's just like if you just look at the people who run.
I mean, maybe Virgos run the Illuminati because
Gosh, Gina!
every time they say somebody else is an Illuminati, I turn around, they're a Virgo.
Oh my gosh! but to my point, that's still. I'm just saying, not saying the Illuminati runs the world, but.
It yeah. runs the underworld, if you yeah, want to.
The underworld that affects most of the upper world. So,
not mine. My world's good. It's Capricorn.
That's what you think. Anyway, yeah, we're gone too far. We're gone too far.
You always take it too far.
Yeah, facts.
That's a you thing. Mm. I was coming here with all this positivity, and you came and you're like, "Oh, stomp the yard on Gina's positivity."
Well, I'm just saying, you know, if you're going to come and say one thing is better than the other, you have to expect that the other is going to come.
I didn't say one thing was better than the other. I just said one thing was great. And then you want to be like, oh, no, we're great, too.
No, you know what? I'm glad we're having this discussion. It's giving me time to reflect, Gina. And you know what? I'm wrong. You're entitled to your opinion and your perspective. And in your opinion and your perspective, Capricorn can really be the best. And you know what? Who am I to jump into your world and to tell you that Virgos are the best?
You're no because I'm the master of my universe.
You are absolutely, you see that, yo, Gina, I'm gonna take that. I'm gonna take that and apologize. And just, and so for our listeners, this is how you do it. This is how you acknowledge, you take a moment and reflect. It's not always just about being right. It's a moment. It's like, there's nothing wrong with expressing your opinion at the time, but such a value in being able to, you know, acknowledge your faults and your wrongs and, you know, just.
Oh, input claps here. I really like that. You don't always have to be right.
That's a fact.
Good. That's good. I'm glad. I'm glad you acknowledge that, especially for someone who's wrong so often.
Yeah, no, exactly. No, that's thanks, Gina. Yeah. You see what happens? This is it. Put your guard down and people come sopping you up. That's why you always gotta stay 100, and if you gotta be a jerk, just get through. Do what you gotta do, my people. Do what you gotta do. Shit. Right. I became a victim just now. I became a victim.
I had to. It's typically that. I mean, it is a little part of being a Capricorn. We're not vindictive, but we get you back.
Isn't that what being vindictive is?
Not really. We won't dwell on it. It's like,
okay.
If we have the moment right away, we'll right. do it. But it's not like I won't go home and plot and be like, I have no fighting. Like life moves on.
Okay, I feel you.
I also want to do a big, big, big shout out to my sister Nara, who redid my eyebrows. I know it's given all brows right now. It's literally, I did it yesterday, so it's in the process. But like, you know, I'm about, do we say on fleek still? I'm joking.
Oh my God. No, but I was going to say yes. Cause you know me, I'm still. Yeah, I'm trying to think of what was the last thing I said that my children were cringed at. I was just.
She blessed me with brows. So shout out to Naomi K Beauty. Check them out. They're on Lakeshore in Mississauga. Mm-hmm. And all your beauty needs, because their salon's really growing big too. Like they do the lashes. I mean, mm-hmm. Like I'm gonna enumerate a bunch of things, but they do a little bit of everything. But they also not launched a sporting line, right?
Nice.
Sporting wear line called Naomi by K. So check that out. It's really fire.
Okay,
and they have a nail tech there too. So get all your beauty needs there.
Okay, so it's like a one-stop shop. You're talking nails, you're talking your eyebrows.
You're talking eyelashes, because you know the eyelashes is a whole thing right now.
Yep.
I can't be bothered because I want to pluck them out. They're super nice, but I'm the type of person where I have to change my hairstyle like every 3 days or so.
Mm-hmm,
so right. I'm plucking them right out my eyes. So I
got it. So it's like you put on the lashes for the moment, like you're going out, you're heading out, you put them on, but by the time you're coming home, you're like, I need these butterflies on.
Except they do singular lashes, so that stuff is glued on to
your. Oh man.
It's meant to be long lasting.
Yeah.
So I can't do anything long. I can barely do my braids for more than 3 weeks. Like by the time it's 3 weeks, I'm just like, all right, take these bad boys out.
That's not
my thing. How's your week, P?
Yo, you know, like I feel like I'm just living a regular life right now. Mm-hmm. It's funny to say that out of my mouth because I swear that I just told Shai that maybe a couple of weeks ago. That was my intention. That I'm like, I kind of just want to live a bit of a regular life a little bit just to kind of calibrate, because I know like I'm going into a season. Like you guys know, like I'm feeling it in my bones. Like I was just telling you a little bit off air. One of the things that we've been working on is the OFC's clothing line. So I'm really, really looking forward to dropping that on the community. You know, it's so that I've been working on that and just getting that ready. We're also setting up a mega show. I'm planting the seeds for the community right now, but you guys, Music with Meaning is coming back. It's good. We're setting up a really big, like, it's almost like a reunion or like a homecoming kind of thing. And but it's gonna be really it's gonna be really awesome because we're working with WestCan. So it's like and it's gonna be theatrical, it's gonna be so anyway, so but just to say, and just everything we're setting up at the OFC, like we're creating all these videos, all the clips and different things like that, to really just make it really clear what the OFC is all about. So and that's just, you know, it's just fun. I'm just doing kind of day-to-day work, but it's like I know this is the quiet before the storm, and even down to what we're doing with the show, with the Empower Hour, like the fact that we're on more and more platforms and getting more and more visibility and different things like that, and we're getting more and more support from community businesses and stuff like that. It's really it's showing me that this is just the beginning, and I'm really excited. So this has been a relaxed week for me. I think the biggest highlight that I've had this week, I would have to say, is shoveling out mad snow from the retreat. Like, you have, it's been like, you know, my poor snowblower broke. That's just to tell you, it was a thank you, Gina. You see that look on your face? That, oh man, exactly. It was that kind of thing. So that was my biggest highlight for this week, was really just like, yo, I had to put the head down. I went with the whole family. Big shout out to the Freeman family. And like everybody, even Nzinga has a little shovel, and she was out doing her thing. And I have to give her an extra shout out. She might be another guest on the Empower Hour, because while we were there, we did a mock interview, and Nzinga had all kinds of things to say, and she dropped a freestyle on us too. So I don't know, guys, we might have to play that one in the future. It was a full interview. She even gave us a brand. I'm going to have to register it, trademark it. She said she is Empower Houring. I was like, yo, that is so dope. She's like, Dad, I'm Empower Houring right now. Like, I asked her something while she's in the middle of her interview, and she's like, Dad, I'm Empower Houring. Like, what are you doing? Like, I'm like, oh. It's like, wow. I was like, first of all, Empower Houring is super dope. Thanks, Nzinga. I think I'm gonna put it on the t-shirt. And second, you're super lit. So anyway, so that's about it. As we are now, Queen Kai is gonna be joining us a bit later on. As we are now transitioning, I was telling you, guys, mark your calendars. January 14th, 11 a.m., we are hosting a real estate workshop. It is going to be exceptional. We have the guests that are on today. They're also featured in this event. But just to tell you guys, for anybody who has inquired, who is curious, who's looking to diversify, who's looking to create a legacy for their children, I strongly recommend that you join us for this workshop. It's free for all OFC members. It's online, 11 a.m. Saturday, January 14th. We'll put the links on the Empower Hour pages, or just check out the OFC link, or just search Real Estate 101. The links are on Eventbrite as well. Real Estate 101, and you'll be able to find the event. So the guests that we have on today, they're going to be blessing us. They're going to be walking us through a couple of things, introducing themselves, and letting you guys know more about the real estate industry. Next on Parlay with the People.
Grand Rising, my kings, my queens. My name is DJ Bobby Payne, and I have one question for everybody. Do you have your crown on straight?
Music make me feel like a Jordan. Don't understand what they say, I ain't bothered. Cause I'm real, I'm real, so down. See that? Music make me feel like a Jordan. Identical to the devil.
Killing it on the ones and twos. DJ Bobby Payne.
Make a love, make a rub, make a little money. Make a rub, 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 make a rub. Like fine wine, taste sweet when you wine it. Me, I know feelings when you wine it. As long as we go there, I'm on a me go pay. Yeah, we go day nice. If we enter the place, I go day nice. I go fake, 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 I go rewind. Say now me go be the DJ, I'm on feel yeah. So, say my body know they start to the daylight. Before you long go, they shot you, make you think twice. If not smoke, you want smoke, say we day tight. I'm on my love, bro, say we day nice. Yeah.
If you want me to ginger, give me tea, cocoa. My coach, I be your love. Anywhere I go, I come up with you, my bum, my love. So they do like ball.
If you want me to ginger, give me tea, cocoa. My body, I be your love. Come, make a show you my bum.
J'entends des bails à trois sur moi. À ce qui paraît, je te cours après. Oh, yeah. Mais ça va pas, mais t'es en rêve. Yeah. Mais comment ça? Comment des types? Tu croyais quoi? On se verrait plus jamais. Je pourrais t'afficher, mais c'est pas mon délire. D'après les rumeurs, tu m'as eu dans ton lit. Oh, tja tja. Y'a pas moyen, tja tja. J'suis pas ta gata, tja tja. Genre, en gata, la baby, tu t'es ça.
I don't come kilometers. I don't walk that many kilometers. Oh, I'm from the teacher. I don't take for the game, she no pitas. I decide bad mind from a distance. But this sweet, I be a lemon pitas. Oh, Doguni Misha, show you the confirmer for your speaker. This time I call traffic for assistance. Show me the blow your mind, Afghanistan.
Kilometers.
I don't walk that many kilometers. I'm from the teacher. I don't take for the game, she no pitas. I decide bad mind from a distance. Not this sweet, I be a lot more pitas.
All right, beautiful people. So we are back. So like I had discussed at the beginning of the show, guys, as you know, real estate is one of the, in my opinion, I'm sure it's not just my own opinion, but real estate is a secure investment. If you're looking to build an economic foundation for yourself or your future generation, real estate is the way to go. So we are excited. I'm glad to have the sister on with us. I think it's been at least a year. I've been trying to get her on the show. It is our
Thank you for having me and keeping on. I appreciate it.
Thank you for being with us. So it's the one and only Candace Henry. She is a real estate agent with iPro Real Estate. She's going to deep dive. She's also one of the guest features this week, guys. We, as you guys know, we've been talking about the Real Estate 101 workshop that's going to be going on this coming Saturday, January 14th at 11 a.m. So we're going to deep dive with her a little bit, understand a bit more about her, who she is, her background, what she does, her passions, why she does real estate, and what people could expect this coming week. Blessings, queen.
Yes, thank you. Blessings.
Awesome. So like you just said, before I dive into the business, I'd like to give our guests an opportunity just to introduce themselves, a bit about their background. So please share with us, queen. So who are you, and let the people know, you know, a bit about yourself and your background.
For sure. It's always so hard to talk about yourself, and you can talk about so many other things. First and foremost, I'm a child of God. You know, I have to give all thanks because nothing would be happening how it is without him. So I got to put that first and foremost.
Amen.
Amen. Exactly. And he has basically created a serial entrepreneur in me. So I guess that's what I would call myself. Funny enough, growing up, I never even wanted to own my own business. So it's funny how life works and, you know, where God leads you. But I've had several different businesses. Some of them are still, you know, working in the background. Currently, as we're talking about real estate, that's my main career choice at the moment. So it's my business in that I'm obviously self, like I'm independent. However, I am under iPro, which is a brokerage. So technically they house me as, you know, my office and my employer on a level. So, but with that being said, if we go, you know, back, I got into real estate like over, oh my God, I don't even know now, like 15 years ago. So the reason I even got into real estate in the first place is, you know, I was young and I had worked really hard, saved a lot of money. And I was like, okay, how do I grow this money? So just like you said earlier, you know, I was like, where can I put it in a stable place where I can have some confidence? And my dad was a construction worker. So I was like, great, if anything happens, we're going to fix his house. So I'm good. And that's really what made my real estate business start, aside from being an agent, is that I bought my first house. I gutted it. We built it up, I rented it out. So I did property management, was a landlord. And then I sold my house. And when I sold the house, I looked at what the agent made in 4 days after, you know, you don't know how difficult it is when it's happening. But at the time I was like, you put a sign here and you put this up and in 4 days, this is what you made off of my house. I was like, well, let me do this as well. So
I love it.
Yeah, right. So it was complete fluke, to be honest. And it was just because it made sense. And funny enough, I worked part-time at iPro as a receptionist just because I was just doing a part-time job, again, having no thoughts of being a real estate agent at all. And so it all just came full circle. And yeah, so I started to study for my license because I knew I was going to continue to buy more houses. And I was like, well, at the very least, I can do it for myself, help those around me. And then it kind of just spiraled from there on the business aspect. So now I love traveling. I've always loved traveling, and I'm trying to transform this business into more international as well. Yeah. So wherever I travel, I connect with people. So to be a third party broker, I'm actually going to
waste. Hold on. Cause that's sounding exciting. I want to know more because I love to travel too. And it sounds like with this idea, I could maybe travel and make it a business expense. So talk to me.
Which every trip I take is a business trip, no matter how I look at it from this moment forward, you know. But I mean, there's different ways of doing it. I just kind of created a niche for myself because I liked it, and I just decided I'm gonna, you know, find a way to take people in the Western world or different sides of the world and say, okay, well, you don't want to be here, or you don't want to, your money is not growing so much here, because Canada's market is definitely one of the most expensive markets on the face of the earth. So some people can't get into it. Some people don't know how, or they don't think it's a good enough way to spend their money, or you know what I mean? Yeah. So there's different things. And so I just decided, look, I'm going to pretty much scout every country that I go to, look for different things, make different connections. That way, if I ever hear someone say, hey, you know, I was thinking about buying in Dominican, I can say, well, guess what? I can help you do that.
That is super wise. Queen, yeah, I love that. And I was about to ask how it worked. But so in essence, like you would be able to like to be the bridge between a person that say myself, I want to invest like the example you gave in the Dominican. You would be able to be the bridge and maybe, I guess, connect with an agent out there. Because that was the other thing I was going to ask, like how the real estate laws work. And forgive me, I'm super green. So how it works,
like why in some places, honestly, and it's funny because it's different everywhere. Like some countries have no laws, like it doesn't even mean, you just gotta talk to the, you know, the government officials and figure out how they transfer homes, titles, deeds and all that. Some places you can legit actually get licensed there if you want to continue to do that. And then there's just like what I tried, because I really don't want to go through schooling everywhere all over. And I just said, you know, how do I make this, you know, very easy and kind of a smooth transition and be able to do it anywhere. So it was more, that's what made sense to me, to kind of just be like the broker to kind of put these things together.
Yo, queen, say less. And now I know that that's what you're doing, because we have, so within the OFC, we have a couple of real estate agents in different parts of the globe. Like we have some in Trinidad, we have where's the other place, well, we have some across the United, in the United States as well, but it was Trinidad and there was another country that we just, it's Trinidad, Tobago, and another, it slipped my mind. Anyways, the point is I'm going to connect you with those agents.
Thank you.
Because
thank
yeah, because that's the whole point, is to bridge the gap, create these relationships. And I know what you're doing. Anytime I connect with an agent from anywhere in the world, I'm sending them to you just to build that relationship.
Good. I appreciate that.
So that's huge. So what's really cool about your story is that you started when you were really young. And guys, like, so those who are listening to us on the radio, our sister here, she looks like she's like 21, so she started when she was like 6.
Thank you.
So basically, it's really awesome to know you started so young. But honestly, like, it's something that, it's an awesome example to set, for, especially for our young queens coming up, that it's like, you can do it too, and you could get involved in it. Now, if I had to ask you, like, what would you say are some of the, I guess you could say challenges coming into it, if you, for those who are interested in things that they should be looking out for and they should know?
Yeah. The biggest challenge is really just collecting clients, you know, when you start. You know, of course, there's agents who have been doing things for years, and then it's just like any other job. Like, how do I get experience if I don't have experience and they don't want to give me experience? Right. You know, like I said, I was blessed because whether I had experience directly selling a house, I still had experience managing a home. So I still knew like a house could be worth this. And I still had that behind me, which was a true blessing. And I still I was still working while pursuing this. So real estate was part-time at first, and that is something I would definitely suggest anybody going into real estate is to still have a source of income, because it's completely commission-based, right? So if you don't sell, you don't eat. Right. And a lot of really, like, there's a statistic that literally says, like, most agents quit after the first year, and that's literally because they're just kind of relying solely on that. Like, everyone has different financial situations, so if you have money sitting there, that might help you too. You might be in a different situation, but just to be like the average person, it's always good to have that buffer, because you don't know when things are going to come necessarily. Okay. And that is the biggest challenge, is just finding clients, right, and getting your name out there, and having someone choose you as opposed to another agent, because there are a lot right now. There's a lot out there.
When it came to the, and thank you for that. And when it came to the house that you decided to work with now, so, I, as we're talking offline, I'm always for the avant-garde, the up and comer, the new brand, but I don't know, like, how long has the company been working for, been around for, and why did you decide to go with them?
iPro's been around, well, I don't know exactly, but for sure over 20 years. Okay. And they actually, when they started, they were offshoot of the Sutton Group, from what I remember.
Okay.
And they've grown. They're not like, you know, everyone hears the Remax and stuff, and they automatically, because they've been around and they have so many offices. But iPro's actually grown really, really well since I've been there. Like, we have offices all over the GTA now and stuff like that. iPro was actually the second brokerage I went to. They weren't the first one I went to, which was actually kind of funny, because I worked for them, and they're like, they were great. And it's funny because the brokers there when I worked are still the brokers then. So they were all like, oh, so you finally came back to us. Like, you know, like, they honestly looked at me like their child. They were super great. But I did do some interviews, because, you know, I still like to do my due diligence.
Of course.
And the manager at, I was with Cityscape initially, and the manager who was there, he was phenomenal. Like, he was just anything I needed, and iPro's like that too, but just initially as a newcomer, it was a smaller place. They had less offices, less agents, and I could really see that they would be able to do the one-to-one rapport with me a lot better. And it was good, so that helped me when I started, and I appreciated it. So he left, and when he left, then I left. And so then I went to my next best choice, which would have obviously been iPro.
But I was going to say, because what you just dropped there too, that I think it's important for people to know, especially getting into the industry, is that attention, it might seem subtle or small, but being able to get that one-on-one, especially when you're starting up, being able to get that coaching, I think that's huge, like in any industry that you're getting into. So I think that is a good choice. So as we're transitioning now, and again, I think it's huge that you're taking part in this workshop, because even just hearing that the experience that you have it on both angles. You have it from the investor side, because that's where you started. Exactly. And a lot of what we do within the OFC is promoting that people just get involved and start investing into real estate. If they have to pool together with other people start, you know, that however you have to, but get into the game. So now this workshop that we have coming up on Saturday. So first off, like, Again, awesome. Glad to have you on board. What can people expect? Like, what are some of the angles, like some of the things that you're going to be bringing?
Well, I will be honest with you. I'm collaborating with a mortgage broker as well. So we're kind of waiting for how we're going to fashion it. Good. But I mean, what I could imagine would just be, you know, talking about how to get involved in real estate, but the benefits of doing so. And the right now, like the market is really, really difficult. So, you know, it's a little bit more challenging and people have to maneuver in a little bit of a different ways. Mm-hmm. So definitely want to talk about that, give some, you know, tips and some help on how to go about doing that, things to look for. On different ends of the spectrum too, because it's different from a first time home buyer versus someone who's been in the market and is reselling because, you know, they're downsizing or whatever, you know, their own personal reasons may be. So just kind of trying to touch different areas so that people who are in different stages of the real estate life can also benefit from it as well.
That's it, because I've been hearing a lot about just right now, like the challenge of the times. And we understand that everything, like life, it's cycles, right? Everything goes down and goes up, but it's just that, what do you do in this time? So I think it's awesome that you're bringing this, because it's like, do you just sit on your hands and you wait for this time, or do you still try to find different investments? You know, so that is something. And I'm wondering if in these times it is a value to maybe you look to maybe investing overseas and different things like that. Is that now would be the time for those kind of things?
Yes and no. I mean, honestly, during like the last 2 years when prices were insane, it probably was a little bit better only because of the prices. Mind you, the interest rates were a lot lower. Mm-hmm. However, now prices are dropping and we are unfortunately being called into a recession, right? So the market is crashing. So price-wise, it might not be so bad to look over in Canada as well in certain pockets and for certain gems that you can find. But honestly speaking, overseas is never bad no matter how you look at it. I'm just saying like, and if you're comparing it to Canada, Canada's not so bad now because the prices are dropping. However, it's about being able to manage that new interest rate now that they're hitting us with.
That's it. And for myself, who's like, what is the interest now and what was it before? Just so we can understand the contrast, like where we were and where we are.
Well, a year ago we were at 1%. Like there was 1% interest rates, and now we're looking at on average like 4 to 6%.
Damn.
Right.
Okay. And again, so for the layman, what does that mean for your mortgage rate? So like,
it means one, it's going to be harder to qualify.
Okay.
So you're going to need higher income.
Okay.
And it means one, that your monthly payments are going to be much higher.
Ah, that's true, because you're getting loans of like $500,000, right? So it's not a conventional credit card that you're trying to pay the minimums on. So okay, that's you. But you see that qualifying aspect that you just said there, that is something we it was a huge life lesson for us, because we had raised almost about $50,000 when we were looking to make our first purchase.
On average,
realize that it's not just about the money. No. You need way more than just money. So
credit, a lot,
credit, job letter. Like, how long have you been generating this revenue for? So now, again, as a up and comer, and again, I don't want to take too much, because I want.
Yeah, I was gonna say we'll definitely touch on that. Yeah, for sure, absolutely.
You know, so it's like we don't want to deep dive, but so our listeners can look forward to. That to knowing that they will be able to come on and ask some questions, 100%. Things that they could do to prepare for these for these times. And if they do want to get involved, I know one of the things I've been trying to encourage people to do is to work together with collectives, whether it be a collective of family or close friends, have agreements put in place. Our co-host Gina the Great O is a big advocate of anything you do, start with contracts, because it could ruin relationships if you don't.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right? Yeah, so put those things at the forefront. But I think that is a good way of going about it, at least getting in the game in some kind of way. So now, as we're transitioning, I would like to know, in your case, what is your, like, I don't want to say long term, but maybe next phases, like do you, in terms of business, in terms of where you're going, because you are a serial entrepreneur as well. And I would like for you to touch a little bit on your other businesses too, eh? Like, we're here to promote and plug y'all, so please take advantage.
Absolutely, absolutely. Like the long term goal is to probably do something on my own, open up maybe a brokerage of my own, because I will be traveling, right? So it's going to, you all also have to be on ground when you're working as a real estate agent. So to have people that I can have as a team. So whether it's a team or a brokerage, I'm still in the process of figuring that out. Okay. And I'm not going to say too much about it, but working on a website to kind of bring everything that I'm doing together all in one hub. So that's something I'm very excited about, and we'll definitely keep you guys posted. Hopefully by the middle of this year, summer, I should be able to launch that.
Cool.
And yeah, just continuing to do what I do. Like, I want to do some financial literacy, just to touch on something else that I do. Like, I have a youth charity. I was co-owner and vice president of the Life Foundation for the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. And I'm transitioning and creating, I've created my own now. So I now am the sole founder and owner of Shining Light Youth Charity. So that stands for Leaders in Generational Healing Through Empowerment and Education. So I love, you know, the name of the show, of course. So yeah, and part of that is empowering through finances. So that, you know, I want to create a social entity to what I'm doing with my real estate business as well. Because as we're talking and we're, you know, we need to know the qualifications. We need to know this, we need to know that, but not just like a part of what I love about what I do, because initially, like I said, it was just because of the financial and the convenience aspect of, because what I knew my long-term plan was. But as I started to do it, I really fell in love with being able to teach people how to make proper financial decisions, especially in our community, because we are so lost, unfortunately. Like, we have not been taught properly. And we just have missed out on a lot of steps, and I'm learning new ones every day myself. So it's not even to say that I know everything by far, but what I do know, I love to pass that on. And it really gives me pleasure to literally be like, get messages from people like, you know, we never could have did this without you. Like, thank you so much. Like, it genuinely touches my heart, because I was in that boat, you know, once upon a time too. Like, I didn't know what I didn't know until I knew it. And really and truly, we need to be able to pass that on. So that's, you know, the financial literacy aspect, I want to bring that in as well. And the charity itself is just, it's for underprivileged youth. So we're all about giving our kids the resources and the tools to be successful individuals, you know, whether it's mentorship, whether it's placements, whether it's tutoring. We have a series of programs like a life skills program. I have an anti-racism program called Regenerating Our Roots. Like, just a whole bunch of different things to uplift the community and just kind of put seeds out there so that we can grow these, you know, amazing human beings that are going to take over the world and do great things.
Ooh, Jesus, amen to that. Andrew, this is where I need for you to cue some claps. All right, good. So, honestly, this is it. Like, because one of the goals of the OFC is that, is building for the next generation. So hearing you say that, it definitely, it's a joy to hear. It's very uplifting, very exciting, because I really feel if we're going to do anything, like, to have any kind of impact, we have to invest in the youth. And it's like, it's a lot of times, what is the saying I just recently heard? Like, it's not about giving them what we didn't have, it's teaching them what we didn't know. And I think that is I think it's a game changer. And it's like, if we're going to really have an impact, it is that, it's laying that foundation. So that's awesome what you're doing. I'm looking forward to encouraging that and putting that at the forefront. When you're ready, you know, the Empower Hour, we'd love to have you on to come deep dive a little bit more about that.
Absolutely.
Because yeah, like, this is the youth that is our future. So now, as we are concluding, first off, is there anything, did I make sure, I'm going through my mental Rolodex, make sure I touched on every point I wanted to touch on. So I think I have. I think I was able to bring everything up. For our listeners who might not know, because people tune in from everywhere, you're based in Ontario. You're right. So I did forget to say that. So people who might be listening to you right now, whether it be in the States, in the Caribbean, on the continent, they know you're in Ontario. Mm-hmm. And again, according to real estate laws, from what I understand, that means you could sell houses right now within Ontario unless you connect with a broker who's in another city or province.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah. And all right. So I got to make sure you connect with some of the other agents that are within the province of Quebec as well.
Thank you.
So now, one of the things I like doing with all our guests that come on, because this is, so our segment is called Parlor with the People, but the show is the Empower Hour. And I like to ask our guests to leave our listeners with some empowering words and just, you know, just anything that that comes to your spirit that you want to leave with us.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, the first thing that would come to my mind, it's not something that we haven't heard, but it's so imperative that, like, you know, we just never give up on what we're working towards. Because at the end of the day, once you give up, you could literally be right at the edge of what you're about to accomplish, and you give up, and it's, you know, you did it all for nothing. So we have to really I think as a people follow through and work on following through and going through, you know, the grind of things, and sometimes it's not always easy, but you can't give up on it, because if it's in your spirit and if it's in your heart, it's there for a reason. God gave us our skill sets and our wants and our needs for a reason. Mm-hmm. And we have everything inside of us to make that happen. So we got to continue to push forward with it to actualize what our passions and our purpose is.
Snaps to that. And it's funny, just last night we had a movie night, myself, my wife, and the children, and we watched Meet the Robinsons, which is an old cartoon. I encourage everybody to go check it out. Where did I watch it? I can't remember. I don't know if it's Netflix, Disney. I don't know. We have so many damn things. But anyway, search Meet the Robinsons. But the whole mission and the whole, sorry, not mission, the whole storyline was to keep moving forward. No matter what you go through, keep moving forward. And that's really what it is. And sometimes we forget. But for those who are more spiritual and religious, we do know that there's a devil out there. And there's a negative force.
Trying to stop you. Yeah.
But you have to understand that they're like it or he, however you want to put it, is there to challenge us. Yeah. So don't take the challenges and give up. Like, never give up. The challenges, they have to come, actually. It's just to see, are you ready to level up? Are you ready to receive your blessing, so to speak? Okay. So when the challenges come, you should almost welcome them. Embrace them, because you know you're on the right course. Just keep persevering and keep pushing. So, Queen, thank you so much for that. Thank you for being a part of the OFC. We love having you a part of the community. Looking forward to this coming Saturday. So again, I'll plug it for our listeners. I'm going to put it on our pages, but you'll be able to join us on Zoom. The link is also there. They can check out Eventbrite. Okay. I think it's Real Estate 101 for the link. If you're a member of the OFC, it's free for you. If not, I think it's like $12. It's nothing really, it's nothing expensive. Don't quote me on the price. I can't remember what it is. It's
worth it, whatever it is.
You know, exactly. The information you're going to be getting, the value of the knowledge is priceless. So definitely, guys, I want to encourage you guys to take part. Again, Candace, thank you for what you're doing. Looking forward to being there again this coming Saturday. And if you could just remind the people one more time, if they want to connect with you, how to do so, what's the best way to reach out?
Well, I can, my phone number, 647-444-0058. CandaceHenryRealEstate@gmail.com is my email address, and CandaceHenryRealEstate is my Instagram. And when we have the charity Instagram and everything up, then I can definitely put that out there for everybody to reach us regarding the programs for the youth.
Oh, I'll have you come back on to talk about that, Queen. You already know.
Thank you so much.
That is huge. Forward to it. Awesome. So with that, again, people, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to Parlay with the People. And we are turning back and we're heading back into more awesome Empower Our Goodness.
Amazing. Thank you. Take care.
That's right, kings and queens. Happen to be Bobby Payne's turn again. You can find DJ Bobby Payne on all the socials at DJ Bobby Payne. Piano.
vibing in. Came with the sound and the juice.
Killing it on the ones and twos.
DJ Bobby Payne.
Stepping good, stepping good. Shall I be stepping good? What thing good? what it do, Empower Hour listeners. It is your homegirl, Tammy. You already know I'm not a pastor, but y'all gonna get the word today. Feeling kind of cool with my little bell, I'm not gonna lie. Okay, so we are in the beginning of 2023. Feel me? I don't know how you guys are doing. I am doing great. I'm feeling good. I'm looking good. My skin is on point. I mean, for me, 2023 is starting off good, but it's also, you know, it's what we make it, right? So I encourage you guys to just have a positive outlook on life, to keep your energy vibrating high. You know what I mean? Take care of your mind, body, and soul. And just really lots of love and light to y'all, right? Now, as you guys know, I like to talk a lot, and I've been going over my time limit, so I'm trying to stay structured. We're going to see how that goes, but let's get right into it, right? So 2023 has already started with a little bit of violence in Montreal, a couple of shootings going on. You know, we need to, personally, this is my opinion, I think that we need to put more love and light into the world. We need to raise the vibrations, right? It's hard times for everyone, you know what I mean? And everyone deals with hard times differently. So just, you know, be careful when you're going somewhere. My dad always told me, you know what? You got to look over your shoulder at all times. Be aware of your surroundings. And at the same time, just give love if you can give love. You know what I mean? And spread the positivity. Speaking about spreading things, y'all know I got to talk about COVID, okay? They are now talking about a new variant. It is called XBB. 1.5, right? So again, XBB 1.5. Now the governments, meaning federal and provincial governments, are saying that the symptoms are mainly fever. And they are asking, y'all, I can't make this up. They are asking for parents to keep their kids home if they have a fever. Now keep in mind, we are in full blown winter mode right here in Quebec. I mean, I don't know a kid who doesn't have a fever every now and then, who doesn't have a runny nose every now and then. And it's crazy to me because our kids are spending more time at home than in school. And then the parents are going to be blamed for their kids not being in school and not keeping up. And then what that's going to do is that, oh, well, you know what? Your child didn't learn this. You know what? I think you might have a learning disability. Okay, boom. Go get an evaluation done. Okay, boom. Yeah, you know what? He doesn't have the necessary or acquired knowledge that he should have according to his age and according to his grade level. So yeah, you know what? He has a learning disability. Boom, bam, here's some medication. Here's this, here's that. And at the end of the day, there is absolutely nothing wrong with our kids other than the fact that they didn't learn what they should have learned in school and what they are evaluated on because they've been home most of the year. I am going to tell y'all, last year and the year before, my sons my twins are severely asthmatic, right? So COVID, no COVID, they are coughing, right? This is what it is. It's asthma, right? They take daily pills, they take pumps, and they spent most of the year at home because they had a cough and the school didn't want to allow them to be in school. And then they're going to say, oh, well, your children didn't learn what they were supposed to learn. Well, that's not a me thing. That's a y'all thing. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, I just think it's a vicious cycle. I think that there's no good that comes from it because at the end of the day, although I think that learning starts at home, right? And I think that parents, we should be teaching our kids, right? Even more than what they're teaching them at school. Now, I'm not saying that the school system is no good, but what I'm saying is that it's not necessarily adapted to today's world, is definitely not adapted to our melanated reality, right? So I think that there's a lot of teaching that must be done at home by us, the parents. But with that said, I also think that it's backwards because if the children are always at home and the parents still got to go to work, because they might not have any sick days, they might not have any vacation days, they might not be in a position financially to take off time, right, on their own dime, but now what are they supposed to do? Where are the kids going to go? What's going on? So I just think that's where society is headed, y'all, right now. Listen, it is crazy, okay? It's just, for me, I'm over this whole COVID thing. I'm over the variants. I'm over all of this. I've been over it, as you guys know. And, you know, I'm not really a big believer of the severity that they are selling us on COVID. I'm not saying it doesn't exist, okay? But what I am saying is that I think that if you have a good immune system, if you take care of your mind, body, and soul, if you are taking your vitamins, if you drink in your water, if you get in the sunlight, if you're sleeping enough hours, if you're doing physical activities, I think that, you know, if you catch COVID, you will be just fine. I mean, I'm unvaccinated. My kids are unvaccinated. I never caught COVID, and I be out in the streets, y'all, okay? My twins caught COVID, and, you know, I'm a very hands-on mother, and I love cuddling and whatnot. They were sick for one day. Keep in mind, they are severely asthmatic. They take pills every day and pumps to breathe normally, but because their immune system is on point, because I make sure of that, you know, they were sick for one day. As for me, I never caught COVID. And I mean, you know, I was cuddling with them the whole time. So all I'm trying to say, y'all, is please do not let fear guide you. Don't let fear determine how you feeling. Make sure that you are vibrating above, right? With the government and what people are trying to make you feel, right? Fear is not good, okay? So just vibrate higher. Don't be scared. Make sure you're taking care of your mind, your body, and your soul. Now, speaking about mind, body, and soul, it brings me to this. Now, y'all know I've been talking about grow your own food, right? It doesn't matter if you have the space in your house or not. Get a couple of pots, right? Plant some seeds, get some lettuce going, some carrots. I mean, potatoes is very easy to grow, okay? I mean, start growing strawberries. I mean, there's so many things you could grow in your house, right? With just regular sunlight. Now, I've been talking about this. I'm going to keep talking about it because what I want to talk about today is, have you guys noticed when you go, no matter where, IGA, Metro, Super C, Maxi, Walmart, Costco, and you, I don't know, cut open a lemon, a watermelon, a cucumber. Are there any seeds in there? Most probably not. Why? Because what they're doing right now is selling us seedless fruits and vegetables, right? And a seedless fruit and vegetable is actually a dead one, right? It's an infertile one, and you actually cannot find these fruits and vegetables in nature because they can't grow. They're infertile. There are no seeds. And what's crazy is when I started noticing this, especially a few months ago, I was like, whoa, there's no seeds anywhere. I said, okay, let me get organic. You know what I mean? Let me buy some organic stuff, right? It should be seeded. No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. So they put the organic on it because there's no pesticides on it, right? But at the end of the day, it is still modified. These fruits and vegetables are still infertile and they are seedless. So be careful what you are putting in your mouth, y'all, okay? Because even last night, I was out here and I was like, okay, you know what? I want to eat a banana. So I had bought a couple of bananas the other day and I like my bananas ripe. So, okay, I let it brown a little bit, ripen up a little bit. So anyways, last night I said, let me peel it as I'm working, as I'm doing some stuff. And I took a bite into it and I was like, ooh, something is not right with this banana, y'all. And I looked at it and there were no seeds inside the banana. Now, the banana was white as snow, hard as rock, but the banana peel was ripe. Now, we have to understand what's going on. And I know that some people listening to me right now are going to say, oh, Tammy, you know what? You're going too far. It doesn't matter if it's not seeded. It doesn't matter if it's a seedless fruit and vegetable, right? No, at the end of the day, it does matter. Because what we need to understand is that being sick is a business. And pharmaceutical companies profit off of the masses being sick. And in order for the masses to be sick, how do they do that? The biggest way they do that is with food. We can see that when you go to a fast food restaurant, there's nothing good at these fast food restaurants. Now people started getting hip, started, you know, caring about their bodies. So, okay, they're buying fruits and vegetables and paying attention. And now all of a sudden, now, oh, everything is seedless.